Rebecca Ward, a health educator with the Utah Department of Health's Bureau of Epidemiology, says that while the virus has been detected in mosquitoes in various pools of standing water around the state, no human cases have been reported yet.
The virus is in mosquitoes and it is in Utah. We have now 5 positive mosquito pools throughout Utah. We do have some in Uinta County, some in Box Elder County, and we had recently 2 more cases or 2 more positive pools reported in the southwestern area in Washington County.
Ward says that common sense measures should be employed to help combat the virus.
So to avoid even the possibility of becoming infected with West Nile virus, the best thing to do is to use insect repellent and to use some environmental measures such as removing kind of puddles or standing water around your home where mosquitoes can breed. Things like bird baths, swimming or wading pools, old tires or buckets or, containers that may have water in them that stands and becomes stagnant. Even a pet's water bowl. Change it out every day or every other day just to make sure that, you're not going to have that stagnant water there that the mosquitoes can breed in.
Not all mosquitoes carry the virus, but anyone bitten by an infected insect can contract the disease. Symptoms can include fatigue, aches, a rash, disorientation, and fever.
If it progresses to the more serious form of West Nile virus, it would be the West Nile fever, and that can lead to hospitalization, disability, and even death in some cases. And the symptoms may include a high fever, severe headache, stiff neck, become disoriented, confused. So if you are experiencing any of those symptoms, probably within 2 to 14 days after you've had a mosquito bite, you want to see your healthcare provider. There is no vaccine for West Nile virus, and there is no specific treatment.
Health department officials say West Nile watch season will continue through the summer and into the fall. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.